A Boss Babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. Oh, we've got a good one today. This one has been so highly requested, and I absolutely love talking about launches, funnels, revenue, all those things. I'm really excited to get into it. But just a life update, where are things at? This week is a crazy week. So we are about 5 weeks away from launching the brand new society. I cannot freaking wait, you guys. It's the product I'm most proud of in my entire career. I've wanted to do this for so long, and I'm just so glad that I'm finally getting to do it. It feels amazing. So we're 5 weeks out. This week, I am literally in the studio filming curriculum. So we're doing 3 days full filming. I've got all my scripts written out. We've got all the templates to go alongside, and I'm face to camera, just recording all the curriculum, making sure it's the best possible quality, and that I just basically take out my entire brain and share it with you all when it comes to scaling businesses. I'm super excited. I've shared this many, many times before, but I'm going to keep saying it because I know that so many of you are going to come to me and say, I wish I'd done this. So I'm just sharing it. For anyone that is a current society member, you will be getting free access to this next level of society. It's basically the next tier of society. You will get free access. Your price will never, ever go up. For anyone that joins us in 5 weeks when we do launch, you will pay the full brand new price, which is double the price of what the society is right now. So if you are not a member, I really am going to encourage you to go and sign up. At the current price, the link is below in the show notes that you can go. It's bossbabe.com/membership. Sign up, grandfather yourself in at this price because you'll really kick yourself if you didn't. So that's what I'm doing all week. I'm filming. I'm really excited. Me and my team, gosh, for the past like 3 months have just been creating templates and pulling every single template out of our business. Like these are the templates that people are using in their $25,000 to $35,000 masterminds. These are the templates that you really don't normally get access to. This is the full engine that Boss Babe is running on that I'm sharing with you. And it feels really exciting to be saying, here's everything that we're using to run the business. And here's everything I'm using to run my life. So make sure you join bossbabe.com/membership because you're really going to regret it if you don't. Okay, so this episode. So what I'm going to be sharing is how we turned a $2,000 product into multiple seven-figure launches and basically breaking down the entire process start to finish. So I've actually taken this episode from a limited podcast series we did called Launch with Boss Babe. It's its own complete brand new podcast. It's a limited series. So it's just kind of one and done. I think there's 7 episodes in there. Once you've listened to them all, that's it. But it's basically everything I know about launching. It's completely free. You don't have to pay anything. And there's also a workbook that goes alongside of it. I'm really proud of the podcast series. And this episode in particular, we just go so in depth on how you can have really successful launches and basically what we've done to do it. So I'm sharing this with you. And then if you want to go and listen to any of the other episodes that go alongside this, which I do recommend if you are wanting a cash injection, if you want to learn how to launch online, whether it's your first launch or you're wanting to up-level what you did last time, really, really recommend it. You can just search Launch with Boss Babe and I'll also link it in the show notes below for you. It's awesome. So with that, let's dive in and I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to the Launch with Boss Babe podcast. Now, before we dive in, I want to remind you that there is a freebie to go alongside this podcast. You need to head to bossbabe.com/launch checklist to get it. It's the exact launch checklist we use at Boss Babe to help us get really clear when we're planning our launches. It is an absolute essential for you. Okay, I really want to get super transparent in this episode because I know what it's like to launch with a ton of stress, and I know what it's like to launch without the overwhelming stress. And I am telling you, when you are prepared, when you are in a really great energy and mind space during your launch, not only is it going to feel better, so you're more willing to do it more often, but it's going to bring in better results. Our energy is everything. So my hope with this podcast is that I can teach you how to launch in a way that doesn't have the overwhelm, doesn't have the stress, doesn't have the disappointment. And actually, you can approach it with excitement and optimism, knowing that it's going to go so much more seamlessly than perhaps it has in the past. Like I said, there is so much freedom that comes with understanding how to launch and sell your products and services on repeat and on demand. Literally, it changes the game. And I'm very, very here for that. And that's truly the inspiration behind this entire podcast series. So thank you for being here. And I hope you're excited because in this episode, I'm going to share something that I've never really shared before. I'm taking you behind the scenes into a really big launch that we did at Boss Babe of our signature program, Influencer School. I'm pulling back the curtain and sharing all the nitty gritty details, the numbers, the learnings, the things that worked and didn't, basically everything so you can see what it takes to execute a seven-figure launch. I know so many of you really love to hear the examples and the step-by-step things we do. And that's exactly what this episode is about. So before we dive in, I just want to tell you a little bit about Influencer School to set the scene for what it is and what we were launching. So I initially launched my first Instagram program about 5 years ago. And the reason I did that was because I credit Instagram to, you know, all of my business success. It's been phenomenal. I learned about going viral well before that on Instagram, and it changed the game for me completely. It allowed me to build an audience. And then I learned the kind of content you needed to post to be able to nurture that audience. So I really nailed how to grow an audience, how to nurture an audience, and then eventually how to monetize an audience. And I wanted to get this knowledge out to as many people as possible. You know, when you have that insight, that realization, something that's changed your life and you can't stop talking about it and you need everyone else to know that it's possible, that was and is me when it comes to Instagram or social media for your business. So I launched my first program and it was called IGA, Insta Growth Accelerator. And it was incredible. It was really, really great and had an amazing reception. I think the first launch we did of IGA was about 500,000. You know, we did that with no team at all. It was really just putting it out there, and it really, really resonated with our audience. I didn't have a huge audience. I had a good size audience on Instagram, but not the size that we have today. Put it out there. It resonated. It was amazing. And the thing with IGA is I needed to continually keep updating it because Instagram is changing all the time. And I always tell my clients, you know, when you buy a course from me, I'm always going to update the course. I don't just set it and forget it. I'm always going to update it and make sure that when things are changing, when new things are introduced, when the algorithm changes, I'm going to be recording content to make sure you're up to date. I don't believe in selling to my audience over and over and over again the same things, the same updates. So I'd been updating IGA. In fact, I was doing a live call with IGA every 2 weeks for years as well. And I always just let people join that. But when Instagram started introducing reels and really made some big changes, I realized, you know what? It's time for a new program. It's time to refilm, reimagine, create a brand new program. And I decided I was going to do that. And I was going to call it Influencer School. Now, what I did was I gave every IGA client free access to Influencer School. Again, it is always my promise to my clients that if you buy something from me, like say you buy a course on growing on Instagram, I'm not going to sell you a new course a few years later when things change. If you buy something from me, I am always going to make sure that thing is updated and it's fresh and you can learn from it. So I give them all Influencer School completely for free. And I'm so glad I did that. But that's where the business was at, you know, small team. And I knew that this would resonate, but I also hadn't been talking about Instagram and Instagram growth for a long time before this, because I'd kind of, for myself, I just gotten bored of it. I've talked about it for so long and I was talking about it so much internally to our clients that I hadn't done so much externally, but I knew I had to change that and I knew it was time if we were going to do this launch. So let's get into it. First, let me share with you the high level numbers of what this launch generated for us, and then I'm going to break down how we got there. So the revenue and cash generated during the launch was around 1.2 million, and we had close to 1.8 million in payment plans after the fact. That was in total collected. You know, we collect cash up front and then people opt for payment plans, so they pay over time. We also generated revenue in our freebie funnel, which is something we did before the launch. We generated $62,000 in that freebie. And then after we closed the cart and we did a downsell, we generated $36,000. So you can see the bulk of the revenue came from the actual program Influencer School. I think that's pretty freaking amazing, especially for a small team. And it really just goes to show what having A players who know how to really implement our launch framework can accomplish together. So let's get micro on our approach for this launch and break down some of the key elements that went into achieving these results. So let me take us back actually 6 months before we even launched. Yes, 6 months. We think very in detail about our launches and it starts way ahead of cart opening. We create a product called IIK, Insta Influence Kit, to see if our audience was interested in a social media resource. And guess what? We made $30,000 in a week on a $30 product. We knew our audience was interested in this topic, but this gave us the full green light and clarity that we needed to know in order to go all in on building influencer schools. So that's exactly what we did. I like to test things first, see if there's, you know, the interest there, and then I'll go into building. Now, fast forward to when we were ready to get into our launch phases, here's where we focused our energy. The first major area was our content strategy. So we spent a lot of time educating our audience all about the creator economy, sharing who it's for, why it matters, why they should or shouldn't care, basically all the things they needed to know to be able to qualify themselves as an ideal client or not an ideal client. Our content was going out in a few main areas, so the podcast, email list, website, and Instagram. We were really intentional about only sharing content that was engaging, relevant, and high value, which was so well worth the planning and strategizing in those weeks before starting to drive any traffic into our funnels. We also really focused on finding the handful of content pieces that were going to drive the majority of leads and sales. So versus creating a bunch of content that would oversaturate our audience with information, quality over quantity is the key. And we found that just a few of our really engaging reels led to massive spikes in leads. So we could just post one thing that would generate the same result as four other content pieces would. So the tip here is to really have your finger on the pulse of what's working so you can double down and spend more of your time and effort doing those things. Spend more time really prepping and planning the content than, you know, shooting it and producing it. So instead of creating 10 pieces of content, why not create three really, really good pieces of content? Like I said, it's quality over quantity when you're in this place. I mean, generally it is, but especially in this place.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane during long travel days or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Another major element of this launch was planning our funnel strategy. We knew we needed to be really thoughtful about where we were directing our audience to go and wanted to maximize the revenue we could generate on the front end of the launch, even before ever opening the cart to our program. So on top of our freebies that people could opt in for, which by the way, is an amazing way to build both your launch audience and give those people a taste for what you've got to offer and teach, we also had some paid products that were driving traffic too, which ultimately led to a big spike in overall revenue and allowed us to really identify from the very early stages of the launch who our really hot leads were, so we could nurture them. So in total, we had 5 different mini products that people could purchase that were all related to the topic of building influence online, which was, of course, you know, the main product we were selling in our open cart period. So these were one-time offers and order bumps that were threaded through the funnel to help someone really build a bank of resources and assets that would help them create content and build their influence and have an easier time overall getting started creating content online. This was really important. So if someone was a total beginner coming to us, they could start to get those quick wins. Our program was $1,997 and these freebies were as low as $30 with some $9 order bumps. So it allowed them to get into our world and start to see what kind of content and the quality of the content we deliver, because we really deliver. So if they opted in for a $30 product, they would see that and be like, whoa, this is probably more value that I've gotten than in courses I've paid hundreds of dollars for. I can only imagine what they deliver in a $2,000 product. So that's what I really wanted the people to see as well. So when you're building out your own funnel and your launch plan, think about these pieces that you could potentially add in at the very beginning to drive sales and to identify who your top leads are ahead of cart open. It's often well worth the extra effort. And when people have already paid you a certain amount, they're more likely to keep paying you if they have a really, really good experience. So I love doing that. It was so much fun and it was really great to bring people into our world with that. Now, if you're listening to this and the idea of a funnel is really confusing to you, I just want to remind you that we do have a program called Online Launch School, where I go into so much detail on all of this, and so much of what I've done for you in there is just copy and paste anyway. So if you're brand new to funnels and you're like, Natalie, this is sounding so overwhelming, just know that does exist. If you do want to take it a step further, you can head to bossway.com/launch. Okay, next let's talk about one of our biggest revenue drivers during this launch, which was our live trainings. Some people call it a webinar, we call it a live training at Boss Babe. So we typically always include a free live training as a key milestone and element in our launches because they always perform so well for us. This launch was no different. This time we tried something new and we decided to host 3 live trainings all at different times, so we could serve people in lots of time zones and make it easier for them to book it in their calendars. We also really love doing these live trainings because it allows us to connect with our audience, hear from people on what's resonating, answer their questions in real time, and get really helpful information on where people are at, right? And it also means that if someone isn't ready to buy that product, they're still getting tons of value from us. I think everyone knows if they opt in for something free at Boss Babe, we are delivering, right? Whether you buy or not, we're delivering. And I always really care about that during my launch because I don't want to burn my audience out. I don't want my audience to think that I'm just here to sell to them. I really want to make sure if they opt in for something, if they give me their time, I take it really, really seriously. So I've always loved doing webinars. I always, always deliver. It's never fluffy. It's really, you know, so much value. And I'm always going to continue doing that because it works really well for us. And I think it also helps build the brand behind the business. It's really important that you are building a brand and you are having people resonate with what you do and that people can trust you. So it's something that we love doing. So it's really, really important to know what's generally resonating and landing with people. So like I said, doing a live training like this is a good way to do it. It also allows us to collect social proof of people having major breakthrough moments and getting their testimonials along the way, which we can use on our social media and in our funnels to boost that credibility and have more people turn up to the masterclasses. We have massive breakthroughs in all of the free trainings we do, and I'll always include those screenshots when I'm trying to push more people to the replay or trying to push more people to sign up. I'm like, look, it is a really good training. I'm not just selling here. It's a really, really good training. So in total, we generated over $410,000 from the trainings alone. That was live on the trainings, right? So when someone was live with me, right after the webinar ended, we generated $410,000. So this was proven to be a huge revenue driver for us yet again. Again, that was cash collected. There was a lot more cash come from payment plans. No surprise that this was successful. People love to attend the live trainings because think about it. It is one thing to listen to your favorite song on the radio, but another to attend a concert and experience that magic of the song in real life. And I'm not comparing myself to Taylor Swift by any means here, but I just want to say it does make a difference when your audience can actually connect with you in person than just listening to you, you know, on a podcast or somewhere else. We also did a really good job of having a strong follow-up sequence from the trainings that reminded people to show up live, encouraged them to watch the replay once it was available, and then they could purchase Influencer School when the cart opened. So again, live trainings are in a really amazing way to connect with your audience, to deliver value. And a lot of people do want to opt in for something like that because they're used to seeing you on reels or on stories or hearing you on podcasts, reading your stuff in emails. They want to be there live with you and experience what you offer live with them. I also really want to touch on our email strategy while we're on the topic of following through with people, because this is where I see a lot of entrepreneurs take their foot off the gas. They do so much work to get people educated, to register, and to attend, but then they slow down once they've put the offer out there and they aren't getting the traction they might have anticipated they'd get. I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to slow down and take your foot off the gas. What I've learned over the years of launching and helping thousands of people launch online is that it often takes time, 3, 5, 10 emails or touch points to really get someone over the line to make a purchase decision. Now, that's not always the case. Some people are going to know right away it's 100% for them and they will buy and ask you for the link before you even share it, which we love. Those are the emotional buyers. But you also have those leads in your audience who are waiting to get their objection or question answered. They're waiting to hear that logical case for why your product or your service is the thing to help them. They're waiting for permission or for it to feel right, or they have, you know, these beliefs that they need to be addressed, objections they need to overcome before they'll pull out their credit card and take that action. Whatever the case may be, there are a lot of people who are needing those extra touch points. And if you stop short and think, well, I put it out there, they saw it, they didn't purchase it, I guess they don't want it, you are not only leaving so much money on the table, but you are doing a disservice to your people. You are doing a disservice to the people that really need this, but also really need the support in making the right decision for them. So instead, I want you to get really strategic about the way you structure your touch points, the questions you answer, and the approach of your emails, making sure you really connect with the emotional and the logical buyers. Make the effort to bring people through the finish line, not just to the finish line. I would say we did a really good job of this during our launch, and we made sure to talk about Influencer School from so many different angles that we knew our audience might need to hear before they could decide, yes, this is for me, or no, this isn't for me. So be really smart and intentional about this piece because it is going to pay off, all right? And one last piece I want to highlight here is the power of having a strong downsell in your launch plan, because it is an amazing way to scoop up extra sales after the cart closes and give your audience a chance to purchase something that will help them that is more approachable for where they're currently at. I love a good win-win. So think about what a strong downsell could be that you could offer your warm and hot leads who didn't convert after you close your cart. Maybe it's just something that saves them time or money. Maybe it helps them achieve part of their goal with less stress. Maybe it gives them an intro to the topic that your main offer was based on. Just something that feels like a great next step for them and hopefully will inspire them to purchase the main product eventually once it's aligned. So like I said, we offered a downsell and it did really, really well. It's something a lot of people might forget to do. And I always say there's people there that want to buy from you. If that offer wasn't aligned for them, give them something else. So we offered the downsell. It went really, really well, and it contributed to us hitting our revenue numbers. So there you've got it. You've got the full scoop on how we executed a big launch at Boss Babe. And I hope that hearing our process has shown you some places that you could implement it in your upcoming launches, and that these lessons can save you time, money, and energy along the way. Every single business and offer is so different, so you do need to find out what works for you, but success leaves clues. So learning about what we did and what worked for us will help you so much in getting your wheels turning and thinking about what really does matter when it comes to your next launch. I also have something for you. It's completely free. It's the exact launch checklist we use at Boss Babe to help us get really clear when planning our launches. You can get it by visiting bossbabe.com/launch checklist. Of course, if you've got any questions or want to share any of your takeaways with me from today's episode, send me a DM at @IamNatalie on Instagram, or feel free to tag me and tell your friends about this podcast. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.